Let's make the way.
I will.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. Right now, Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, and on the internet, the Generation Exploitation Podcast.
In this typewriter. 5 o'clock. Pilots are killing me. Sloppy sandwiches. Subways. All that.
Some sort of a thing, some sort of a block, some sort of a hang. Where's the information? There, it's coming through now. There she is. Oh, thank God, I can get the information now. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Information, please.
Information.
What's wrong? Information. What's wrong with the telephone? What's wrong with the typewriter? I hear drums in my typewriter. The drums are going away.
My girl the other night, and I knock on her door. and nothing happened. So I'm knocking louder and louder.
First thing to learn in contract bridge is that it is a partnership game. You have a partner. He is supposed to be your partner. If you don't make him your partner, you are going to lose. Therefore, learn to bid with your partner. In the bidding, you attempt to tell your partner about your own 13 cards, and he attempts to tell you about his. And the first basis of this information exchange is how many high cards do you and he have. In order to determine this, a point count has been developed. Some people say experts don't use point count. That is not so. All experts use the point count, and the point count they use is the following simple one. Each ace is counted 4 points. Each king is counted 3 points. Each queen is counted 2 points. Each jack is counted 1 point. There are 10 points in each suit. There are 40 points in the deck. Of course, points don't take tricks, but it is remarkable how close you will come to making just the number of tricks your combined points tell you to expect.
Hey!
What?
Globetrotters, tick-tick-boom, oh yeah. Globetrotters, tick-tick-boom, come on. We're going around the world and coming home again. Playing around the world, coming on my friend. Globetrotters, tick-tick-boom, oh yeah.
Try. Yeah, I know you did, Papa. Listen, now I got a better idea. Now, on the way home, I passed something they call a breathmobile. Now, you know what a breathmobile is?
Yeah, that's something you spray in your mouth so your friends don't turn away.
No, it's a mobile unit for taking chest x-rays and breathing tests.
What's that got to do with me?
Everything, Pop. Now, you got to give them up. You got to give up cigarettes.
For what?
Because they're killing you, that's for what. How long you been smoking anyway?
Let's see, I started after I left school. I was 10.
10? That means you've been smoking for 55 years. You know how much smoking that is. Let me see if I can figure this thing. 10. Now, a cigarette is 3 inches long. Now, a pack of 20 cigarettes is 60 inches or 5 feet. Now, how many do you smoke a day?
Two packs.
Two packs? Pop, that's 40 cigarettes. That's about 10 feet of cigarettes multiplied by 1 year. That's 3,650 feet of cigarette a year.
So what?
3/4 of a mile every year for 55 years. Pop, since you was 10, you smoked a cigarette 41 miles long.
That's real super king size, ain't it?
41 miles. Hey, Pop, do yourself a favor. Give them up.
Give them up? I enjoy smoking.
Say, Pop, cigarettes will kill you. Don't you believe me?
I believe you. Killed a friend of mine in Durham, North Carolina.
You see that?
Got killed by a tobacco truck. Truck ran over his nice, clean lungs. I was smoking at his funeral trying to relax.
I want you to get a chest x-ray and a checkup. Now, it's free.
I ain't going.
I don't think you heard what I said, Pop. I said it's free.
I go down to County Hospital and get some birth control pills free, but... You don't see me running around that, do you?
I know what it is.
What?
You scared, that's what it is. You're scared. You're afraid to go down there.
I ain't scared. Why are you so anxious for me to get x-ray anyway? You want to find something wrong with me, don't you?
What are you talking about?
I saw it in one of them medical shows. The kids had an old man put in a mental institution, then they took over the business. Even Marcus Welby couldn't get him out.
I just want you to get that cough of yours examined by getting an x-ray and a checkup.
Well, I'll do it, but I don't need it. But I'll do it for you if you do something for me.
What?
Go down and get me a pack of cigarettes.
Thank you. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my being. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the internet and live on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We just heard a track by Les Baxter, the Lounge King, off his LP Ports of Pleasure on Capitol Records, the song Bangkok Cockfight. Two cocks in that song. Before Les Baxter, we heard a couple tracks off the soundtrack to a Christian action movie from 1970, starring Pat Boone and a guy named Eric Estrada in his film debut. The LP, the film, based on the book, which also had a comic made out of it, called The Cross and the Switchblade, with great music composed by Ralph Carmichael, who was a B-movie composer in the 1950s and 60s. He did the soundtrack to Steve McQueen's debut in The Blob, 1958. Ralph Carmichael turned into a born-again Christian and continued to just do primarily gospel music, but did the soundtracks to a few Christian movies, including this one, The Cross and the Switchblade, which I profiled extensively in my first zine, Generation Exploitation Number 1, talked all about the Christian action films of Eric Estrada, including The Cross and the Switchblade, and another movie that Eric Estrada starred in called The Ballad of Billy Blue, starring him and has-been comedian Marty Allen.
Anyways, before we listened to the soundtrack to The Cross and The Switchblade, we heard a couple tracks off of the Sanford and Son LP, the original NBC TV show soundtrack featuring Red Fox and Demond Wilson. Sanford and Son on RCA, we heard a comedy track, just audio straight off the sitcom, basically, track on the LP titled Cigarettes, preceded by the Sanford and Son theme song, of course, composed by Quincy Jones, that LP from 1972. Before Sanford and Son, we heard another television soundtrack. We listened to a couple tracks off the Harlem Globetrotters original television soundtrack LP. The Globetrotters had their own animated cartoon that was made by Hanna-Barbera in the early 70s with music by Don Kirshner, the man responsible for the success of the Archies and the Monkees, composed the music for the Globetrotters cartoon show. We listened to the theme song and then an extended version of the theme song, the Globetrotters, that on Don Kirshner's own record label, Kirshner Records. Before the Globetrotters, we heard a short excerpt off an LP called Hear How to Play Winning Bridge by Oswald Jacoby. America's foremost bridge authority discusses bidding on Carlton Records, part of their Hear How series. Other LPs in this series include Hear How to Train Your Dog, Hear How to Skin Dive with Lloyd Bridges and several others. Carlton Records, primarily a rock and roll label in the late 50s and early 60s, featuring people like Jack Scott and the New Tornadoes. Hear How to Play Winning Bridge. Before that LP, we heard a moving drum track by Sandy Nelson off his LP on Imperial, Drums A Go-Go, the name of the track off of that album that we listened to, Kasbah, by Sandy Nelson, the great instro drummer of the 1960s, sort of did for drums what the Ventures did for guitars. Sandy Nelson, he's still alive. You can find him on YouTube. Before Sandy Nelson, we listened to The Wide Weird World of Shorty Peterson on World Pacific Records, primarily a jazz label. This is sort of an abstract comedy record. We listened to part of a track called Drums in the Typewriter. And Shorty Peterson is actually a pseudonym for a record engineer named Henry Jacobs, who put together this album, Wide Weird World of Shorty Peterson. And we started off this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, the show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, with a song called Galaxy A Go-Go or Leave It to Flint off the soundtrack LP to the great James Coburn spy movie Our Man Flint, with music composed by Jerry Goldsmith.